The current production by the Bloomsburg Theatre Ensemble is an hilarious, at times thought-provoking look at what it means to be a performer in a small town nightclub. The Legend of Georgia McBride by Matthew Lopez is directed by Eric Wunsch. Danny Roth plays drag queen Tracy Mills, who arrives with performer Rexy, played by Vinnie Solero, to take over the small bar performance room in Panama City and bring their glitz and glamour to the otherwise failing business owned by Eddie, the type of bar owner we've all endured, hilariously played by Jim Good. The arrival of the drag queens signals the firing of the steady, talented Elvis impersonator, Casey, played by Richard Canaday. Casey has just bounced his rent check again, and despite his wife Jo's understanding and his landlord's patience, something has to give, or Casey and Jo will be homeless. Casey continues to work at Cleo's as a bartender until one night Rexy goes on a bender, and Casey discovers that there's good money to be made if only he can find his inner Edith Piaf. Slammed into a wig and dress, Casey is asked, "Where was your mother born? What was the last name of the first girl you kissed?" And thus, Georgia McBride is born, and everybody in Casey's circle needs to adjust to a new way of life, including not only Casey, but also the audience, who is treated to a drag performance that is moving, funny, and full of glamour. Daniel Roth and Eric Wunsch came into the WVIA Williamsport studio to tell us about the Legend of Georgia McBride and how the Bloomsburg Theatre Ensemble has prepared for this play, musical, cabaret performance. Eric Wunsch spoke first about the play.
The play, The Legend of Georgia McBride, is about a young guy in Panama City, Florida, named Casey. And Casey is an Elvis impersonator. And he does this at a kind of dingy, rundown dive bar called Cleo's. And he loses his job as an Elvis impersonator because it's not making enough money for the club. And around the same time, he finds out that his girlfriend is pregnant. And so they don't really have any money. So he becomes the bartender at this club where they are testing out if a better show for the club would be drag performances. So these two drag queens come and take over the club. And one night, one of the drag queens gets really drunk and passes out. And they, for once, have a crowd full of people there. So they make Casey, this former Elvis impersonator, go on and drag. He's pretty terrible at it at first. But slowly, he starts to become invested in it, and the club starts to make money. So between making money and his own love for performing, Casey slowly becomes one of the greatest drag queens in Panama City. And he does so with the help of a drag mama named Miss Tracy Mills, who Danny plays.
That's right.
Tell me about your role.
Tell you about Miss Tracy? Alrighty, I will. She's from the South. If you want me to slip out of the Southern dialect, I will, but she's a fascinating woman. She is a combination. All right, I'm going to talk like Danny right now. She is a combination of Mama Rose and Mame Dennis, and there's a tiny bit of Lucille Ball tucked in there, and most importantly, the one thing that Richie and I have found out over these past 5 weeks of rehearsal, that drag is about persona. It is all about persona. And so I had the extreme pleasure about five, 6 weeks ago, right before we went into rehearsal, I was sitting alone by myself and I'm thinking, this is an opportunity for me to open the door to my gay life for the past 40 odd years. And there have been so many people that have entered my life, many of whom are dead now. There are still a few of us alive, but I gave that opportunity to all of that energy out there. And one day I just said, all right, you know what, all y'all, come on in. You are invited. and I am not going to censure anything that you give me. And that's 5 weeks is a result of me being visited by folks from my past. And a lot of the women in my life, in my family, have helped create Tracy Mills as well. And it is a blast. I am having the time of my life doing this. It's joyful, it's moving, it's racy, and I get to do something on the AKT stage that I have not done in the 22 years that I've been there, and that is come out as a full drag performer. I've never done it on stage professionally. Way back when in my 20s and 30s, there were a couple of moments here and there that I would, but this is a chance to actually explore what that is. And it's fascinating and it's tough. I have great respect for queens because drag is so time consuming and you've got to be so focused, but you also allow yourself to have so much fun in the process that it's just been joyful for us, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great. And so Richie Canada, another one of our ensemble members, plays Casey. And then Rexy, who's another one of the drag queens who's come to take over the club, is played by a friend of mine from college, actually, this guy named Vinny Solero. We went to University of the Arts together. We met when we were 18 years old, and now he's become an established drag performer in New York. And I knew that and felt like one of the things that would really help our production is having someone who's a real seasoned pro at it come in and act in the show and choreograph and help work with Richie and Danny and kind of bring some authenticity to that world. And in addition to that, we have a fabulous team of designers who have created this play that has a very concert-like atmosphere and is really fun and exciting and heartwarming and raunchy, as Danny said. So, yeah, it's been a really exciting, cool thrill.
And Vinny is fabulous. Having him come in was really heaven-sent, and he fits beautifully into the BTE family, which is pretty terrific, too.
You say that being a drag queen is all about persona. How do you cope with costuming? I mean, do you think underwear maketh the woman?
Yes, I absolutely do. There is one particular undergarment that we have to wear. It's called a waist cincture, which is a modern corset, you know? And it's very constricting. But what it does, it immediately changes your posture. The undergarments are critical. It's a beautiful thing that the undergarments really do a lot of the work as far as gait goes, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, physical gesturing goes.
And really does change the way you walk and
absolutely.
The way you move.
Absolutely. And so do heels. Let's not forget heels.
I'd like to forget the heels,
women,
personally.
Women, I'm telling you, I don't know why you do it. It's just way, way, way too much.
Tracy, Danny's character, has a line in the play. He says, drag queens are resourceful, and I'm a drag queen, therefore I am resourceful. And I think that's a big part of the drag world is, you know, a lot of drag performance utilizes really outrageous costumes and wigs and shoes, and part of it is about finding the pieces that work for you and creating pieces for your performance. So that's a big aspect of our show, too. And Elizabeth Whistler is our costume designer, and she made a lot of really great, outrageous stuff. And you know, luckily was able to create and find a lot of garments that fit these two performers who are actually men and make them look great in them.
Yeah, and we do. I gotta
I'll
tell
bet.
You. Yeah,
because whenever really I think do. Whenever I think drag queen, I think of gorgeousness. I think of bright colors and just gorgeous.
Well,
sure.
That's what you got. You're gonna get it in spades.
And there's definitely an element of drag performance that I think sometimes leans into the grotesque or the exaggerated for the sake of humor, and I think that's represented in our production too.
Yep, there's a little, yes, there is. There's a little soupçon of...
It's a fine line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all done in fun. It makes you feel happy. It makes us feel happy. After we have left rehearsals, I mean, it's a bear. This production, and Eric has done an extraordinary job of directing it, and our design team and our production team, we're all having a blast. Even with all of that hard work that's involved, everyone's leaving the rehearsal hall with laughter and smiles.
It's a heartwarming show, and I think the show is meant to be really fun, and there are some great lessons built in about gay culture, about the sort of wonder of performing, about family and chosen family, and about what drag means to the variety of people who perform and dress in drag regularly. And so it's cool. Like, we get to both get all the fun out of it and get to learn about it a little bit too with Casey, with this guy who's just kind of entering blindly into the drag world.
Matthew Lopez has created a really, really lovely slice of life. Like Eric said, it's funny as hell, racy, but it's also super moving. And the one thing too, and it's not giving anything away, the message that I have been taking away from this is, you know, you got to find out who you are, kind of person you are, and then you just have to be a whole lot better at being that person. That's something that comes out of the mouth of my character when you see him in one scene out of drag. It's delicious, people. You got to come to see it.
How does Casey evolve during this? I mean, going from being an Elvis impersonator, that's very supermanly in a way, isn't it?
Sure, sure. And at one point he says, Tracy says, you gotta, you know, find your femininity. And Casey says, I don't have any femininity. But Casey is an unlikely person in his surroundings. You know, he lives in the South, and he says at one point he was a local boy and he likes it there. But he's always had a love for performing. He talks at one point about how he loved being in musicals when he was in high school. But he also was on the football team. And I think Casey really loves his wife, Jo, and really wants to make their new family situation great. And so he's kind of got a boundless optimism to himself. But even though he has this optimism and this drive to be a really great performer, he also, over the course of the play, has to reconcile what it means to enter into the drag culture, into this gay community. And he's not immediately as tolerant or as proud as he ought to be. And he gets to learn that from a lot of different characters. And in that way, I think it kind of resembles these movies like Mrs. Doubtfire or The Full Monty or things like that, where there's a big performance aspect to it, but it's really about us being endeared to this one character and going on this journey with them and the lessons that they have to learn. And Richie, who's playing Casey, it's just a heroic amount of work to do this role, to be good at being this Elvis impersonator and play this really likable guy and learn all these things about drag and perform and change costumes a million times. And he's doing a Herculean task really admirably. And he's such a charming, funny performer that he brings a lot to that role. And the rest of our cast as well. We have Jim Good and Andy Hubacek are also in the cast, who are ensemble members, and a guest named Amber Williams, who's done a few shows with us, and they're all doing great, hilarious, sweet work. And so we really have this grungy Florida world that gets turned upside down.
It sounds like we'll be laughing a lot.
Yes.
Sure.
What will we learn? Is there something that we're going to take away from this on top of the... Not that laughter isn't enough, but is there something fundamental that we will learn from this?
Oh, I wouldn't want to force an opinion on anyone at all, really. I mean, I know what I'm getting from it, but what I am receiving from it is going to be very different from anybody else. The thing that I have gained an amazing amount of respect, really, for the drag culture, because if you're going to embrace that and you're going to do it with all of your heart, it's a sacrifice on many, 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 many levels. But again, this is only my very personal opinion. It is as expensive as you can possibly imagine. Vinny just shared with us that there's a costume that he's wearing that cost $500 in New York, one of his own pieces that he brought down. And you think, these people are putting their hearts out there and they're doing it to comment on many, many, many things, but also to do it with a smile, you know, it's...
Yeah, and I think, you know, you're asking, like, what do we learn from it? And I think on the most basic level, there's a lot in the play about conquering your own prejudices and acknowledging what they are and also what it is to unlock a potential within yourself that you maybe didn't know you had. But we also get to kind of learn about the sort of perspectives of this drag world, and a lot of performers have a lot of different perspectives. We hear from one of the characters how for them, they say drag is a protest. Drag is a raised fist inside of a sequin glove. Drag is a lot of things, but drag is not for sissies, is what one of these characters say. And I think for some people, it's very political and very, there's a sort of activist satirical undertone to it. And for some people, it's you know, purely about the liberation of creating this persona and performing in it. And I think that's an interesting thing. I always like when plays or movies or books are about exposing you to a world and a community and a culture that maybe you don't engage with every day, but for some people, it's their whole life. And so I think it's a great play, not only about unlocking human potential and conquering our own shame, but about what is the drag world and what is that for an outsider, which I think is really fun to learn about.
Eric Wunsch and Danny Roth speaking about The Legend of Georgia McBride. The current production by the Bloomsburg Theatre Ensemble at the Alvina Krauss Theatre in Bloomsburg. There is still time to catch a performance or two of The Legend of Georgia McBride. It continues this Thursday the 5th, Friday the 6th, Saturday the 7th, and Sunday the 8th of April. For tickets, you can call the Bloomsburg Theatre Ensemble box office at 570-784-8181, or you can buy tickets online at www.bte.org. This show is definitely for a more adult audience due to language, but it's glorious, it's bright, it's funny, and every single cast member brings their own bit of magic onto the stage. Many thanks to Danny Roth and Eric Wunsch.
And thanks to you, WVIA's Fiona Powell.